You command information. This is your source, Real Radio 104.1 News. I'm Beth Ann Schaefer.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, or guests on Real Radio 104.1 are not those of Press Broadcasting Company or its affiliated companies. Callers are limited to one call every 30 days.
Real Radio 104.1.
Oh, yeah, whip me, beat me, make me write some bad checks. Good afternoon, everybody. It's the start of the Phillips File for a Thursday in Central Florida. That's Thursday, by God, what is today? Thursday, August 19th, 1993. Welcome aboard. My name is Jim Phillips. What we'll do for the next 4 hours, I hope, is talk about those things that we like to talk about, whether that be current events, the news of the day here at home, halfway around the world. We can do that. Want to talk about your personal life, your trials and tribulations? We can manage that. Want to talk about the silly, the nonsensical, the insane, the real stupid and trivial things that keep going on and on and on and on and on around us every single day of our lives? We can manage that quite well. Here are the telephone numbers. We encourage you to take part in the most entertaining, the most listened to, the most popular radio program of its kind to be heard in the Yahoo State, all the way from the Dixie Riviera, the Redneck Riviera, meaning the panhandle of Florida, all the way down to the Keys. 647-1041 in Metro Orlando, long distance, of course, 1-800-443-1041. That's a free phone call, that long distance call. So it's a free phone call as well if you're a customer of Cellular One. Hit that pound sign, press that pound sign, follow that up with 1041, and we'll take your call, get you in line, and pay for that call as well. Let's try to get your neighbors involved. Let's learn something new today. Please remember, this is just junk food for your brain. Don't get the idea that it's the town hall meeting of the air. Don't get the notion that it's the marketplace of ideas. Here and there, every once in a while, we get down, we get deep, we get heavy, but for the most part, it's just junk food for your brain. If we all understand that, we'll all get along. I might add, now is a great opportunity to grab a line. If you already have something set aside on your personal talk agenda, I would advise you to grab a line now, because as the afternoon wears on, you will find it ever increasingly more difficult to get through to us, okay? 647-1041 in Metro Orlando. And long distance, 1-800-443-1041. Cellular One customers, the pound sign, follow that with 1041. And I didn't learn this until a couple of minutes ago, but apparently Stedman Graham has called it off, called off the wedding to Oprah Winfrey.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew he wasn't going to marry her.
What a shocker. But I know why. I figured out why in the last 5 minutes. Why do you think that Stedman called it off? They've been going together how long now?
For a long, long time, long enough to be married if they wanted to get married, and I couldn't figure out what the holdup was. Never did really figure it out. I know you got your own theory. I haven't developed one yet.
Oh, well, the theory
is that he just never had any intention of doing so in the first place.
Yes, he did. She's lost too much weight. That's what happened. He liked her when he had, as you say, a lot of junk in her trunk.
Yeah.
And now she's out there running, and she's dropped like 50 or 75 pounds. And did you see her in the marathon, the videotape of her in whatever marathon that was?
Yeah.
5:15 miles. She got about 1,000 more miles to run, I might add.
But still.
But still. So she's been losing that extra baggage, and Stedman's that kind of guy that likes, you know, likes the bump and ride.
Duh.
You like that stuff?
He like that luxury ride.
You like that Cadillac ride.
Yeah, that smooth mobile kind of action.
So she don't have it anymore. She's doing that Yugo thing. And he's called it off.
That could
Come on, baby, drink another milkshake.
No, milkshake? I stopped by Popeye's, baby, because I love you so much.
Really, have another biscuit, darling, another milkshake. Come on.
Stop it up for Daddy.
So anyway, Stedman's called it off with Oprah Winfrey. And ain't that sad. Didn't even make the, oh, it is on the front page of the Inquirer.
Look at those teary eyes. I could just slap his face.
Oprah in shock. His lover calls off wedding. What does he do for a living? What does Stedman Graham do for a living?
Oh, he runs some foundation, some little lolly-da, okey-fanoky made-up job.
Oh, and here's a picture of her and Stedman in better times, and she's wearing probably what looks like a $10,000 dress, formal dress, and probably like a $5,000 handbag, and the strap of her brassiere showing.
Stop it. Get out of here.
Look, you're right there.
Say.
Right there, darling. Good God almighty. It's like, you know,
well,
if you had your tuxedo
like
on with the waistband of your Hanes underwear showing. God almighty.
You know, she's upset about that. That wasn't her intention.